Do you know someone who's out sick? You're not alone. The flu season is upon us, and the Centers for Disease Control has announced that influenza has officially reached epidemic proportions across the U.S. So this morning, we check with the Boston Public Health Commission to learn more about the flu strain and how the city is coping. Dr. Anita Berry is director of the Infectious Disease Bureau at the commission, and Dr. Berry joins us now. Good morning and thanks.
Good morning.
As we mentioned, the CDC announced last week the flu has officially reached epidemic proportions. What's that mean?
That means that we're seeing a lot of influenza in many different locations across the country at the same time.
As I look at the numbers, there are 28,000 confirmed cases of flu across the nation, and we're only about halfway through the flu season. Does that look normal to you?
I think we have to wait till the end of the season to try to figure out just how severe the year will have been. We do know that the strain that is circulating the most appears to be one that's associated with a little bit more severe influenza seasons.
And which strain is that?
That would be the AH3 strain.
I had the flu shot this year along with many other people. Am I covered for that strain?
That's the strain that is not covered very well by this year's influenza vaccine. However, you'll probably still get some protection, meaning that the illness is likely to be less severe if you get that particular type A strain.
So what you're saying is, even though the vaccine doesn't completely protect us from that flu strain, the flu shot is still the best protection?
A flu vaccination is absolutely the best protection that we have to offer.
So what do the flu numbers look like in Boston right now?
We've had 122 this year so far.
How's that compared to prior years at this time?
It depends on which year you choose, because different years, influenza will peak at during different months. What it says to me is we are currently on an upswing. We look at the pattern, and we're going to be having a lot more cases coming.
In the past, there's been a shortage of the flu vaccine. Is that the case this year, or did we have plenty of it?
We have plenty of flu vaccine this year.
And what's the vaccination rate? Are people actually getting the shot?
We really don't have very good information on how many people get the influenza vaccine. Nationally, it looks like we have, based on prior years, a long way to go to get everyone protected.
So what's your best advice for avoiding the flu or coping with it?
I would certainly recommend if you haven't had the flu vaccine that you go ahead and get that. If you have other medical problems and you think you're starting to get influenza, call your health care provider because we do have some medications that can make the illness less severe. And finally, wash your hands a lot and cover that cough if it comes.
And let me ask, what symptoms should people be looking for?
Flu usually causes a fever, cough, feeling that you're very, very tired, aches all over. You don't want to get out of bed.
Excuse me. As I clear my throat this morning, I'll be watching for that. Dr. Anita Berry, Director of the Infectious Disease Bureau at the Boston Public Health Commission, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
No problem.